Have any prayer requests?
Edgar in Guatemala.
Okay. Is Paula driving?
No.
Oh, she's not left yet.
No.
Okay. It's the last one. Pray for Mark Eichhorn in Paraguay. Mark Eichhorn, we visited a while back. God was there. He's in the hospital with they called him a mini stroke, but now he's bleeding heavily internally, and they're just trying to figure out what it is. He's alert though, and his son Calvin, the minister there, asked us to pray for his father.
Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, the beautiful weather, this time together. We just pray that you'd help us to be good like you. Thank you for each of us here and those that aren't here. We just pray your blessings on them. Wherever they are, we pray for Edgar, his family, that you keep them, help them day to day, be faithful. Also, this Mark Eichhorn of Paraguay, that you'd minister to him, heal his body if it be your will. Have mercy on them and on that group there, the church. Bless them. Bless us this morning. Help us as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 29 of Proverbs. A reproving man is better than an obstinate man, for when the latter is suddenly consumed, there shall be no remedy. If you're obstinate, you're not very teachable. You're rebellious usually, and stubborn is the word I think of when I think of obstinate. I'm understanding that word right. Yeah. Wasn't there a character in Pilgrim's Progress named Obstinate? There shall be no remedy. Suddenly consumed. Because what happens in a person that's obstinate or stubborn is that they've already expired their remedies. They've already been reproved ahead of time, already been told that the way they're going is wrong, probably numerous times because the Lord's merciful. And they've already cut off their way to get out of the trouble that they could get in if they were a humble person. A humble person is ready to hear and listen and be helped. When the righteous are praised, the people shall rejoice. But when the ungodly rule, men lament. Whenever there's a good king or ruler or president or anybody in leadership and righteous people are praised, or he holds them in high regard, he appreciates good people, then the people rejoice. But when the ungodly rule, men lament. They're sad because the way of state of affairs, state of life and living is just hard and drudgery. It's just problem after problem. When a man loves wisdom, his father rejoices. If there's anything I have learned from being a father, it is this. When a man loves wisdom, his father rejoices. And I don't know a lot about child training. I'm not an expert on that, but I do know that. When one of my children loves wisdom, that makes the father's heart happy and rejoices. Makes him very glad. That's what he's looking for. Not looking for somebody that makes a lot of money or famous or is whatever, you know, but that he loves wisdom. And I know this because I had some that didn't make very good choices. And then I've had some that have, but it's yet to see all of that, but we will, that's still a truth. But he who keeps prostitutes shall destroy his wealth. A righteous king will establish a country, but a lawless man raises it to the ground. That word raise, there's like a razor, cuts it right off, just shears it right off to the ground. He who prepares a net for the presence of his own friend casts it around his own feet. Because if you can't, if a man's not going to be good to his own friend, he's his own worst enemy. Because if he's not even good to a friend, what's he got? He's destroying himself. It is a great snare to a man when he sins, but a righteous man shall be enjoying gladness. A righteous man understands how to judge on behalf of the poor, but the ungodly man will not consider such knowledge, for he has no understanding heart for a poor man. Pestilent men burn down a city, but wise men turn away wrath. A wise man judges people fairly, but when a worthless man is angry, he laughs at them and does not fear. Bloodthirsty men will hate a holy man, but the upright will seek his soul. A man without discernment brings forth his whole mind, but a wise man distributes his in part. Somebody who just doesn't have much discernment is, he just speaks everything he thinks. Just tells everything like he sees it immediately, right then. And he just tells his whole mind. But a wise man gives his mind in part. In other words, he also has thoughts, much like the man without discernment. But he's wise and just tells it a little at a time. Because he's wise. He knows that either all of it won't be good for himself or the hearer, and it'll probably come out. He needs to think more and consider whatever he's thinking about longer before he just gives a judgment on it real quick. When a king obeys an unrighteous word, all those under him are lawless. When a creditor and a debtor meet with one another, the Lord watches both of them. That's pretty interesting because the people who owe money and the people who loan money are both accountable to the Lord. And how they do their business and how they operate, how they deal with the situation, it's not just in money but in other areas too. Those that help and those that receive help. Those that help could be lifted up with pride. Those that receive help could be lifted up with pride, expecting it to be theirs when it's not owed them. So there's places, there's accountability to the Lord on both sides of that. When a king judges the poor truly, His throne shall be established as a testimony. Blows and reproofs give wisdom, but a child who goes astray shames his parents. When the ungodly are many, there are many sins, but when they fall, the righteous are fearful. Instruct your son, and he shall give you rest, and he will delight your soul. There shall be no interpreter of the law for a lawless nation, but he who guards the law is very blessed. That's what this country is facing now. One of the big issues is the law or the Constitution that they go by is being disregarded by a lot of people, and others are wanting to regard it and to look at it and keep it, but this is a very similar situation. A stubborn servant will not be instructed by words, for even if he understands them, he will not obey, because he's stubborn. If you see a man hasty in words, know a man without discernment has more hope than he. There are people who don't have much discernment, and that's not a sin, that's just where they're at. But then, someone who's hasty and quick with his words and ready to just snap at every situation, a judgment or some little smart or wise word about it, even if he has discernment, he's worse off than a man that doesn't have discernment and keeps quiet. He who lives luxuriously from childhood shall be a servant, and in the end, he shall cause himself pain. When a child grows up getting everything they want and having a life of ease, then when he gets on his own, he's going to want to live the same way, and it will be it's costly to do that, and it will cause himself pain. An angry man digs up strife, but a furious man digs up sins. Arrogance humbles a man, but the Lord supports the humble-minded with glory. He who takes part with a thief hates his own soul. And if, when an oath is set forth, those who hear it do not report it, they are tripped up because they fear and stand in awe of men. But he who trusts in the Lord will rejoice. Ungodliness causes a man to stumble, but he who trusts in the Master shall be saved. Many serve in the presence of leaders, but righteousness comes to a man from the Lord. An abomination to the righteous is an unrighteous man, and the upright way is an abomination to the lawless. Now think about that last verse. An abomination to the righteous is an unrighteous man. In other words, that's something he doesn't like. He really doesn't like it. He doesn't want it. It's an abomination to him. He abhors it. And the upright way is an abomination to the lawless. We see this very principle. This is a principle throughout life. You'll always see this, or be your whole life. This is just a law that doesn't go away. It's just never changes. And they don't mix. It's like oil and water. When somebody's righteous and they really love righteousness, they're not just being forced or trying to do that. They're drawn toward righteousness. They're drawn towards what they desire and what they love. And when you love righteousness and you want to be good and want to be like Christ, you're going to want to be around his people and like the people that are like him. And the people that aren't, you're not going to want to just keep company with them all the time. You know, there's times you got to be around and do that, and there's times for it. But your desire is, that's why we meet together. One of the reasons we meet together on the Lord's Day is to be encouraged one of another, because we're out in the world all week and we're around others, and there's certain things we appreciate about other people. But an unrighteous man, somebody who's just unrighteous, he just doesn't do things right, he's lawless, he's careless of the ways of right and wrong, and he's an abomination to him. But those who are lawless, same goes for them with the righteous man. They just don't want to be around them. There's other verses in the Bible that talk about that. They'll leave. They'll get out of there when there's righteousness in the group. And that's one of the ways the Lord keeps his church pure, is that whenever you don't have to do a lot of churching people or kicking people out. If the church is loving God and wanting to follow God and love each other, usually a lot of those things kind of take care of themselves. You know, you don't have to just call it down every time. All right. I was going to have you give your lesson first for last week, but I didn't do that. I forgot. That way we could just start with this. But anyway, I will have you an assignment later, probably by this evening. You can give your verses now.
Last week we were supposed to memorize verse 28, or chapter 28, verse 1. An ungodly man flees when no one is pursuing him, but the righteous man is confident as a lion.
The ungodly man flees when nobody is pursuing him, but a righteous man is confident as a lion.
Ungodly man flees when no one is pursuing, but a righteous man is confident as a lion.
That's Proverbs 28, verse 29. He who gives to the poor shall not be in want, but he who turns away his eye from them shall be in much distress. And that's kind of like the verse, it's better to give than to receive. And if you give, people probably give to you too, and it'll be better for you. But if you're just stingy and looking away and not wanting to help the poor, it won't be as good.
I got 28 verse 5. Evil men do not understand judgment, but he who seeks the Lord will understand it in everything. And I thought, if you don't understand something, just seek the Lord and he'll help you understand it.
I got the same one as Bill. Evil men do not understand judgment, but those who seek the Lord will understand it in everything. And there are a lot of people that study the Bible and try to figure out exactly what everything means, but if we seek the Lord, our understanding of it will grow.
I like the verse, chapter 28, verse 15. Blessed is the man who is discreet in all things because of godly fear, but the man who hardens his heart will fall into evil.
I got Proverbs 28, 21. He who works his own land shall be satisfied with bread, but he who pursues leisure shall be filled with poverty. So if I do my own part and help out with things that need done, things will go smoother.
I got verse 14. He who hides his own ungodliness will not prosper, but he who leads his own rebuttal will be loved. And I was going to say how we need to strive to be open and not be hiding things that we're doing wrong. Proverbs 28, verse 22. A trustworthy man will be blessed in many things, but an ungodly man will not go unpunished. And the second part goes along with the verse about be sure your sin will find you out. And in the first half, just to be trustworthy and do what you're supposed to, you'll be blessed.
I had verse 12. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man disapproves of his thoughts. A rich man's not going to take advice. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's thinking. And a poor man always will always ask the Lord for help and knows ask the Lord God.
And verse 24. An envious man hastens to be rich, but does not know that a merciful man will be master over him, thinking that doesn't matter. Like they just try to get rich and they don't have wisdom in God. They don't care what he says, or just want to be rich, but they don't realize that you can be rich with not having money if you're just rich in the Lord's.
Blessed is the man who shall be discreet in all things because of godly fear. But a man who hardens his heart shall fall into evil. I looked up the word discreet, and it's in the 1828 dictionary, and it's related to the word discernment, which means to be able to discern with your eye or understanding the difference between good and evil. And I just thought to be discreet in all things, we need to think before we do things and not we need to think about what's right and let that guide us and let counsel guide us. And I thought about how easy it is to harden yourself in pride and to pass up what's important, and how often that does lead us to fall into evil. And so that's a verse to take into heart.